Australian commuters have been riding the first trains capable of talking to nearby cars in the world's first and largest trial of a new intelligent transport system. Developed at La Trobe University's Centre for Technology and Fusion, the system is designed to cut collisions between trains, cars and trucks at railway crossings.
There's been a lot of discussion over many years as to where we might find the next silver bullet in relation to road safety, following on from drug and alcohol detection technology, seat belts, and quite obviously collision warning systems are, in the eyes of the road safety fraternity, the next silver bullet in road safety. And for this new technology to have been developed here at La Trobe University in conjunction with the Victorian government and the automotive industry, I think is a great step forward for road safety here in Victoria.
Based on GPS and mobile phone style short range communication, the technology alerts cars to approaching trains. A 6-level in-car audio visual alert escalates in urgency and volume as trains get closer to crossings.
Caution, train approaching, slow down.
This type of technology has the ability to do away with fatalities and serious accidents at level crossings.
There are some 9,500 level crossings on Australian public roads. Only a third have flashing lights or boom barriers. The technology could save an average of 37 lives a year and an estimated $100 million by eliminating collisions, especially in rural and regional Australia.
This technology will give you warning well before time, saying that you are in a level crossing zone, there's a presence of a train as you keep driving, or if there's a danger of collision. So all this graded warning comes in as you are driving, and then you as a driver can make informed decision.
The next step is to see the system fitted to all Victorian trains.
When you look at what it costs to upgrade a level crossing, somewhere like $500,000 to fit boom barriers and flashing lights to a single crossing, and we could roll this technology out across the entire fleet for $210,000, it would be a really sound investment.
It's a global technology that all the cars will be rolled out with this technology by 2014, 2015. Basically, OEMs will be rolling it out, so there's no direct cost to anyone to be embedded in the car, just like you buy cars these days.
The La Trobe system has been shortlisted by the Queensland government for trials in that state. Developed at a cost of $5.5 million over 3 years, the project represents a significant investment by the Victorian State Government, AutoCRC, La Trobe University and its partners.
The saving of lives at country road crossings and easing of congestion in the city will be very significant for the community. This project is a really great example of La Trobe University fulfilling a basic requirement of its Act, that it serve the Victorian and broader communities through the relevance and significance of its research.
The results of the Victorian trial have exceeded expectations and attracted attention globally. Research and development agreements have already been established in China and India. Demonstrations will be held at the 2012 Intelligent Transport System World Congress in Vienna and Global Level Crossing Symposium in London.